Worthy of Offerings, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Observing Impermanence. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? First, take a person who meditates, observing impermanence in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive impermanence and experience impermanence. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person who is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. Next, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive impermanence and experience impermanence. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates, observing impermanence in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive impermanence and experience impermanence. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates, observing impermanence in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive impermanence and experience impermanence. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive impermanence and experience impermanence. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive impermanence and experience impermanence. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing impermanence in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive impermanence and experience impermanence. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Akanita realm. This is the seventh person who is worthy of offerings. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Observing Suffering. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What 7? First, take a person who meditates observing suffering in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive suffering and experience suffering. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person who is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive suffering and experience suffering. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive suffering and experience suffering. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the 5 lower fetters, they're extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive suffering and experience suffering. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the 5 lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive suffering and experience suffering. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the 5 lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive suffering and experience suffering. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the 5 lower fetters, they're extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing suffering in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive suffering and experience suffering. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the 5 lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Akanita realm. This is the seventh person who is worthy of offerings. These are the 7 people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Observing not self. Mendicants, these 7 people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What 7? First, take a person who meditates observing not self in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive not self and experience not self. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person who is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive not self and experience not self. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive not self and experience not self. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive not self and experience not self. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive not self and experience not self. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive not self and experience not self. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing not self in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive not self and experience not self. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Aconita realm. This is the seventh person who is worthy of offerings. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Observing ending. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? First, take a person who meditates observing ending in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive ending and experience ending. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person who is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. Next, take a person who meditates observing ending in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive ending and experience ending. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing ending in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive ending and experience ending. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing ending in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive ending and experience ending. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing ending in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive ending and experience ending. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing ending in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive ending and experience ending. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing ending in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive ending and experience ending. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Aconita realm. This is the seventh person who is worthy of offerings. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Observing vanishing. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? First, take a person who meditates observing vanishing in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive vanishing and experience vanishing. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person who is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. Next, take a person who meditates observing vanishing in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive vanishing and experience vanishing. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing vanishing in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive vanishing and experience vanishing. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they are extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing vanishing in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive vanishing and experience vanishing. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they are extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing vanishing in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive vanishing and experience vanishing. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they are extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing vanishing in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive vanishing and experience vanishing. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they are extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing vanishing in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive vanishing and experience vanishing. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Akinita realm. This is the seventh person who is worthy of offerings. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Observing fading away. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? First, take a person who meditates observing fading away in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive fading away and experience fading away. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person who is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. Next, take a person who meditates observing fading away in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive fading away and experience fading away. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing fading away in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive fading away and experience fading away. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they are extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing fading away in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive fading away and experience fading away. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing fading away in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive fading away and experience fading away. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing fading away in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive fading away and experience fading away. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing fading away in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive fading away and experience fading away. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Aconita realm. This is the seventh person who is worthy of offerings. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Observing cessation. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? First, take a person who meditates observing cessation in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive cessation and experience cessation. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person who is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. Next, take a person who meditates observing cessation in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive cessation and experience cessation. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing cessation in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive cessation and experience cessation. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person who's worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing cessation in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive cessation and experience cessation. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing cessation in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive cessation and experience cessation. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing cessation in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive cessation and experience cessation. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they are extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing cessation in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive cessation and experience cessation. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Akinita realm. This is the seventh person who is worthy of offerings. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. Observing letting go. Mendicants, these seven people are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world. What seven? First, take a person who meditates observing letting go in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive letting go and experience letting go. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. This is the first person who is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. Next, take a person who meditates observing letting go in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive letting go and experience letting go. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. Their defilements and their life come to an end at exactly the same time. This is the second person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing letting go in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive letting go and experience letting go. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished between one life and the next. This is the third person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing letting go in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive letting go and experience letting go. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished upon landing. This is the fourth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing letting go in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive letting go and experience letting go. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished without extra effort. This is the fifth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing letting go in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive letting go and experience letting go. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they're extinguished with extra effort. This is the sixth person who is worthy of offerings. Next, take a person who meditates observing letting go in the eye, the ear, the nose, the tongue, the body, the mind. They perceive letting go and experience letting go. Constantly, continually, and without interruption, they apply the mind and fathom with wisdom. With the ending of the five lower fetters, they head upstream, going to the Akinita realm. This is the seventh person who is worthy of offerings. These are the seven people who are worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of greeting with joined palms, and are the supreme field of merit for the world.